Hello, I'm back from the little distraction. I had to get Hershey from the road. She needed to run on the road here. I'm on an SFS territory, Delph Donkey. I'm going to check her advertisements now. Charles Manson has put out a new album. On Google Music, you can listen to it. Probably listen to it on YouTube as well. I think he's quite a good singer, actually. But this is really a song that just stays in. If you is it normal? I don't know if it's normal or not. If a song stays in your head all day, and you just can't get this one song out of your head. And there's one song called with Charles Manson. It's called "My Garbage Dump, My 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 Garbage Dump." It's like staying in my head all day. You got to listen to the song. It's part of Charles Manson's collection. They go to war in Vietnam, but I'll be coming down off an acid trip, but I'll be back in the warehouse in a skip, in my garbage dump, my garbage dump, my garbage dump, my it's fucking in my head all day. Anyway, let's get back to business. Now, this is big news. Continuing with ancient samurai stories, as I am really into my samurais. 213-662. Yeah, I gave away my password, everyone. So if you want to rob me, that's my password for everything. Right. Yeah, I'm telling you that because I want you to rob me so I can go around your house and kick your fucking head in. Anyway, last of the jokes. I'm just joking. I'm just in a kind of good, decent mood because I'm in SFS territory. And nothing better than being out in the countryside in SFS territory, if you ask me. Now, if anyone's heard of the great Yoromoto. Now, Yoromoto was his grandfather from tradition, and now he's gone to war, and his other brother, Yoromoto Jr., is his half-brother, called Yoritomo. Yoritomo Jr. is his half-brother. So, Yoshimon then goes on his travels. He strolls to the doorstep of house where Yoshimo Jr. was staying, his half-brother. He's announced his name to the guards and asked to speak with his long-lost half-brother. Yoshimo Jr.'s guards apparently thought it was a scam or a joke, because they never met before. He met his granddad, the great Yoshimo. He was the leader of the Minamoto samurais, but he never met his half-brother, because it came from different mothers. Apparently, when Yoshisun, the first guy to make a samurai, turned up on Yoshimo's door, he thought it was a scam or a joke. So they left Yoshisun standing on the pavement, no doubt seething anger and embarrassment. Eventually someone told Yoshimo Jr. about the stranger planted in front of his step. Yoshimo Jr. ordered Yoshisun to be brought in immediately, having contacted his granddad, the great Yoshimo, knowing that he was coming. On that autumn day in 1180, the two half-brothers could not have been more different. Yoshitomo Jr. was the lord of Kamakura, and what the great Yoshimo didn't tell him was he was the deputy leader of the Minamoto samurai tribe. Yoshitomo Jr. had grown up in comfort and security. At 14, the disaster in the city of Kyoto had shattered his world. He had lost everyone he had ever loved, as well as his home, his status, and his freedom. 20 years of exile had given him plenty of time to reflect on what had gone wrong. 34-year-old Minamoto deputy Yoshitomo Jr., which was 21 years old, older than his half-brother, had emerged as a cool politician who avoided risk and understood the value of patience and preparation. And then there was Yoshitsune. Sorry, I keep pronouncing his name wrong because of my speech thing. He's the guy with the samurai, I've told you loads of times. Yoshitsune hadn't been raised among Minamoto. He had never lived in the Minamoto homeland. He probably didn't look like he was a member of the Minamoto tribe. Armor details differed by region, and Yoshitsune had been outfitted in the north. He probably didn't sound like a Minamoto samurai either. Easterners of Japan spoke with harsh accents, but Yoshitsune had spent his entire life in Hirazumi and the city of the Kyoto area. Virtually everything Yoshitsune knew about being a Minamoto samurai had probably come to him second hand just through gossip, stories and legends. At 21, Yoshitsune was a young man of heroic ambitions who was determined to prove himself worthy of a grand legacy. Risk-taking was a part of his nature. The meeting between these very different half-brothers seemed to have generally been happy. It is said the two, recalling the past, wept with joy. Yoshitomo Jr. generously compared Yoshitsune to the young brother of great-great-grandfather, he was called Yoshila, who had left the converts of Kyoto to join the Yoshiya tribe before the Minamoto tribe in battle against the northern barbarians. After such a favourable reception, Yoshitsune may have hoped for command of Yoshitomo Jr.'s army and an order to pursue and destroy the retreating enemy, the Taira. If so, he was disappointed. The Lord of Kamakura recognized the Taira's vulnerability, but he had no more pressing problems. Some eastern samurai still resisted his rule. The year-long drought had caused the rice harvest to fail, which meant no surplus food to sustain a long cross-country campaign, and the Yoshitomo Jr.'s army may have thought that his enthusiastic young half-brother wasn't quite ready for prime-time action in samurai war. The Lord of Kamakura would watch and he would judge.